We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Retired NRL star Brett Finch is feeling stressed and distraught after being charged earlier this week over allegations he commented on child abuse material in an online chat room. Finch has remained tight-lipped since New South Wales police knocked on the door of his San Suzy home early on Tuesday morning and charged him with five offences. On Thursday afternoon, he was supported in court by his father Robert as he applied to regain his access to apps such as Netflix, Foxtel Go, Uber and Uber Eats. Strict bail conditions granted by police after Finch's arrest limited his ability to use the internet. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Five primary school classmates were killed and three others were fighting for life last night after falling from a windswept jumping castle on what was meant to be a fun day to celebrate the end of school on Thursday. The boys and girls from grades 5 and 6 at Hillcrest Primary School in Devonport in northern Tasmania fell 10 metres to their deaths after the jumping castle was thrown into the air by a gust of wind. Tasmania's Police Commissioner called the incident one of the most serious tragedies any of us will see in the island state. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
In a ringing indication, the state's rulemakers are set to hold their nerve against Omicron. Sydneysiders are being encouraged to look forward to a jam-packed January crammed with dozens of sporting, musical and arts events. Headlined by the inaugural Elevate Festival, which will transform the usually bustling Carl Expressway into a pop-up festival ground with 6 days of live music and performances, January will also include the return to a full capacity Sydney Cricket Ground for the Pink Ashes Test and the Tennis ATP Cup. That will be followed by the Sydney Tennis Classic throughout mid-January, while regional New South Wales will also get its time to shine, with the Tamworth Country Music Festival rocking from January 14 to 23. Rounding out the month will be the full-strength return of Australia Day celebrations. And in sport, Eels prop Junior Paulo says his desperation to create our bit of history by ending Parramatta's 35-year premiership drought helped convince him to sign a new 4-year contract extension. In a massive boost to the Eels, Paulo will remain playing in Sydney's West until the end of 2026. The 28-year-old had been a target of new NRL club the Dolphins, who must lament another target slipping by. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.